From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces have battled their way into Mosul city limits, seizing control of state television facilities Tuesday. Lieutenant General Talib Shagati called the seizure significant and good news for the people of Mosul. The Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages, is approaching the city from different directions in order to cut off escape routes by the city's Islamic State defenders. U.S. coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said what is unfolding is an Iraqi plan, the largest military operation since 2003.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul, and the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Meanwhile, U.N. human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani warned Tuesday that it appears IS defenders may be preparing to use civilians as human shields.
We urge parties to the conflict to ensure that international law is strictly observed, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. All feasible precautions must be taken to avoid and minimize the loss of civilian lives and injury to civilians.
U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk voiced optimism about the Mosul offensive, but called for patience, cautioning retaking the city will take time. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari met with Niger Delta officials on a way to end a wave of attacks on the country's vital oil pipelines. Representatives of the militant group claiming most of the attacks were not present at the presidential villa.